Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masechta Shkalim, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. So Mishnayos, Vav and Zayin will talk about the kalbon. A kalbon is a little extra fee that you give when you pay machsa shekel, and it's meant to cover any discrepancies in weighing the coins. So it replaces whatever was missing when you give the machsa shekel. So it just covers any loss that might be incurred. So who are the people that are chayiv in giving the kalbon together with the machzor shekel? Levim v'Yisraelim v'gerim v'avadim v'shacharim. Levim v'Yisraelim gerim and Eved Kanani who is freed and is therefore a full-fledged Jew, so they have to give a kalbon. Aval lo kohanim v'nashim avadim ketanim. Kohanim are pater from kalbon, as are nashim avadim and ketanim, because they don't have the full chiyuv to give machzor shekel. Nashim avadim ketanim are totally pater from machzor shekel. Kohanim are not pater, but we don't force them to give machzor shekel. So since we don't force them, we just treat them with kid gloves when it comes to machzor shekel. We're a little more soft with them, so they're not going to have to pay the kalbon. So what if someone is obligated in machzor shekel, and he's giving a machzor shekel on behalf of someone else who's not obligated? So hashokel al yidei kohen, al yidei isha, al yidei eved, al yidei katan. If a person is giving machzor shekel for his child, let's say, or for his wife, or on behalf of a kohen who he normally wouldn't force, so since he's giving it on behalf of those people, pater. He doesn't give the kalbon when he's paying the machzor shekel on behalf of those people. But if you're paying machzor shekel on behalf of someone who is obligated, then you do have to pay the kalbon. So how many kalbonos do you have to give if you're giving a big coin to pay for your shekel and somebody else's? V'im shekel al yadav v'yad chaveru. If you give a full shekel to cover yourself and your neighbor, chayiv b'kalbonecha, then you only have to pay one kalbon, because even if it's missing a little bit of silver, one kalbon should cover whatever is missing from that coin. Rameir omer shnei kalbonos. Rameir says no. Each chiv of machzor shekel comes with a chiv of kalbon, and therefore you have to give two kalbonos if you're trying to be yotzei two chiv of machzor shekel. And hanosin sela v'notel shekel. If a person gives a sela which is the size of two shekelim, and he takes back change of a shekel, chayiv shnei kalbonos. He also has to give two kalbonos because there are two concerns of discrepancy in the money. One is the regular concern that the sela might not have as much silver as it's supposed to have; it might be worn out a little bit. Another is that the shekel given back as change might be oversized, and the guy giving it is not allowed to take extra money from the Beis Hamikdash. So to compensate for the what might be too big of a coin that he received in change, he has to bring another kalbon. Hashokel al yideani mishnah zayin. If a person gives a machzor shekel on behalf of a poor person, valide shcheno, for a neighbor, valide ben Iro, or for someone else in his town, and he didn't expect them to ever repay him, he just figured he'll cover their machzor shekel, that would be his gift to them. So pater, he does not have to pay a kalbon, because he doesn't have to pay their shekel, he's doing that on his own volition, and a kalbon is only when you're chayiv machzor shekel, v'im hilvam, but if he lent it to them, meaning he gave a shekel on their behalf, with the expectation that they have to pay him back, then chayiv, then he does have to pay a kalbon, because the shekel that he's giving really comes from them. It's just that he's serving as their shaliach, and therefore he does have to give a kalbon. So now the Mishnah shifts gears and talks about the halacha of a kalbon when it comes to brothers who give a shekel together with money that they inherited as part of the estate of the part of the father's estate. So the Mishnah distinguishes between a case where the estate hasn't yet been divided up, so it's still considered the estate, and when the estate has been divided up, where each person, each brother, has their own ownership of whatever portion they got in the estate, and that distinction of before the division of the estate and after the division of the estate plays a role in other areas of halacha also. Ha'achin hashutafin. If you have brothers who are partners in their father's estate, shechayavin bekalbon. Whenever they're going to be chayiv in a kalbon, meaning whenever the estate has already been divided, and therefore they each receive their portion, so they're each going to be considered paying out of their own money. So p'tur ma'aser behema, they're patur from giving ma'aser behema because partners are not chayav to give ma'aser behema. But chayavin b'ma'aser behema, but whenever there's going to be a case where it's still considered the father's estate, so they're not considered shutvin, it's still considered the estate, it's not considered theirs, so they're chayav to give ma'aser behema because they haven't yet divided the estate. Then p'tur min ha'kalbon, then they're going to be patur from the kalbon, because the Torah considers the estate to be the property of the father. So when they give the shkalim from the estate, the father is giving his money for their obligation. And we said that if someone gives money for somebody else's obligation with no expectation of getting paid back, then you don't have to give a kalbon. So therefore, they're not going to have to give a kalbon. So there's an inverse relationship between the din of the chiyuv of ma'aser behema and the din of the chiyuv of kalbon. That ma'aser behema is something that only an individual is chayvin, but partners are not chayvin, and kalbon is something that only someone who's paying from their own money is chayvin, not someone who's paying off for somebody else's obligation. How much money do you have to give for the kalbon? V'kamahu kalbon ma'a kesef. It is one ma'a of kesef, which is 1/12 of a shekel. Divrei Meir. V'chamor m'chatzi. L'cham say it's a half a ma'a, which is 1/24 of a shekel. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav, we learned that the people who are chayiv in kalbon or anyone who's chayiv in machsa shekel, but kohanim, even though they might be chayiv in machsa shekel, since we don't force them by taking a mashkon, they're not going to be chayiv in kalbon, and certainly not shema avadim ketanim, we're not chayiv machsa shekel at all, so they're not going to be chayiv in giving the kalbon. If a person gives on behalf of a kohen, an isha, or an eved, or a katan, so he also does not pay the kalbon, even though the person who's actually giving the money would normally be chayiv is himself chayiv in machsa shekel. But if he's paying on behalf of someone who's potter, then he does not have to give a kalbon. And if a person is giving a single coin to cover himself and somebody else, you only have to, it's machlokas tanoim, whether you only give one kalbon, because it's only one coin that you're giving, or you give two kalbonos, because it's two chiyuvim that you're covering. If you give a sela coin, and you take back a shekel of change, then you are chayiv in two kalbonos. One, because the sela coin that you may have given may be missing some silver, and two, the shekel change you got might have extra silver. And then in Mishnah Zayin we learned that if you're giving a machsa shekel for someone else with no expectation of getting paid back, you don't have to give a kalbon. But if you are expecting to get paid back, you do have to pay the kalbon. And then we said when brothers give machsa shekel from the Yerusha, from the father's Yerusha, if it's before they've divided the estate, it's still the estate of the father, so then the father's paying for their machsa shekel, so you don't have to do a kalbon. But if it's after they already divided the estate, it's already their money, then they are chayiv in giving a kalbon, which is the opposite when it comes to ma'aser behema. And then we had a machlokas tanaim, whether a kalbon is 1/12 of a shekel, that is Rabbi Meir's shita, or 1/24 of a shekel, that is the shita of the Chachamim. That is Shem. Next time, we will pick up with the second parak of Maseches Shkalim.